Mid-Singles, Trusting in the Lord's Plan for Me by Pamela Clark. Each time I put my trust in my Heavenly Father to guide me, He quietly and miraculously did just that. In 1998, after 27 years of marriage, my husband left me. Because I never thought it would happen to me, and because my love for my husband was so strong, the path I was now on was devastating. Although our three children were grown and gone, the shock of knowing that I was really alone was extremely hard. Eventually, however, I came to see that divorce was the only option, and I felt peace about what had to be done. I found an attorney, the papers were drawn up, and our two signatures were affixed. In a wilderness. As an active member of the church, I faithfully attended my meetings, attended the temple, tried to magnify my callings, regularly read my scriptures, fervently prayed, and had priesthood blessings. Still, I was in a real wilderness. Then one Sunday during gospel doctrine class, we were reading 1 Nephi chapter 17, verse 13. And I will also be your light in the wilderness, and I will prepare the way before you, if it so be that ye shall keep my commandments. Wherefore, inasmuch as ye shall keep my commandments, ye shall be led towards the promised land, and ye shall know that it is by me that ye are led. In the days and years to come, I was to discover how this scripture would be an anchor for me in my redirected life. Faith was the key. I found that faith was the key to my moving forward. Each time I put my trust in my Heavenly Father to guide me, He quietly and miraculously did just that. However, my life was not without great pain, feelings of abandonment, and vast ignorance and how to accomplish by myself the many tasks once done by two. That scripture in 1 Nephi was my lifeline. In the years that followed, Heavenly Father helped me to sell our family home, continue working as a teacher in the public schools, serve in church leadership callings, care for our mentally ill daughter, settle the finances, build a new home, learn to take care of car and home repairs, and to live alone happily. I treasure the tender mercies extended to me from my loving Heavenly Father. Also, I know that despite the fact that my husband left me, that none of my children are active church members, and that it would be easy to convince myself that my prospects for an eternal family look dark, I have faith in the promise in Isaiah, chapter 55, verses 8 and 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. The Lord will make all things right. Therefore, I eagerly await eternity, confident that the Lord will make all things right. What His plans are for me, I do not now know. But nothing doubting, I trust with all my heart in His eternal plan for me and my broken family. It will be good. It will be right. It will be His plan, and I shall rejoice. The author lives in Arizona, USA. Some tips for living alone happily. Single adults from a variety of circumstances shared the following suggestions with the ensign. Have daily meaningful prayer. Study the scriptures daily. Set aside Monday nights to study the gospel or join in family home evening with relatives or friends. Treat your home as if you are going to live in it for years. Enjoy it and make it yours. Whether you are a man or a woman, keep a good connection to a priesthood holder for blessings. consider having your home or living space blessed and dedicated by a priesthood holder. Remember that your situation is not unique to you. Many, if not most of us, will go through some phase of life without a spouse or other family members close to us. Look for ways to strengthen families, such as babysitting for friends when they attend the temple, helping watch children during meetings, or helping out when someone is sick. Put yourself in situations where you have opportunities to grow, pursue new hobbies and interests, and adopt a mentality of lifelong learning. Sidebar: choosing to believe. Belief and testimony and faith are not passive principles. They do not just happen to us. Belief is something we choose. We hope for it, we work for it, and we sacrifice for it. We will not accidentally come to believe in the Savior and His gospel any more than we will accidentally pray or pay tithing. We actively choose to believe, just like we choose to keep other commandments. Elder L. Whitney Clayton, of the Presidency of the 70, Choose to Believe, Ensign, May 2015, page 38. End of the section, Mid-Singles, Trusting in the Lord's Plan for Me, by Pamela Clark, read by Charlene Stewart.